Hello and welcome to Whence Came You, a Freemasonic podcast featuring research, papers, and discussions related to Freemasonry. I'm your host, Robert Johnson, New York Rite Mason and Knight Templar. So by now we've done 37 episodes and I've gotten some very nice feedback from many of you. I'd like to ask though, is there anything that we can do better? Anything you want to know more about? Anything, really, from the way I read to the content of the show or even the music? I know the show isn't perfect, nothing is, therefore there must be something to improve upon. Let me know. Drop a line at our email address, wcypodcast@gmail.com. The first thing I have for you this week is something from the Grand Lodge of England's magazine, Freemasonry Today. This is from the spring issue, 2012, entitled The Lord Blaney Mystery. As the bicentenary of the inclusion of the Royal Arch chapter into the pure ancient masonry draws near, John Hamill examines the mystery behind its formation, the Lord Blaney Mystery. On the 22nd of July, 1766, the first grand chapter in the world came into being when members of the independent chapter met in London to draw up what is now known as the Charter of Compact, converting their chapter into the excellent Grand and Royal Arch Chapter, with Cadwallader, 9th Lord Blaney, at its head. We know this because the chapter's minute book, which commences with a meeting held on the 22nd of March, 1765, still exists. Until as recently as the late 40s, however, Masonic historians believed that the Grand Chapter had been formed in 1767. The mystery can be traced back to the charter itself, which concludes with a statement that it was signed at the Turk's Head Tavern in Gerrard Street, Soho, on the 22nd of July, 1767. It wasn't until Masonic historian J.R. Dashwood examined the document in 1949 while preparing a paper on the first minute book of the original Grand Chapter that evidence of tampering was discovered. Dashwood noticed that at the top of the document, in the recitals of the styles and titles of Lord Blaney, a capital P, standing for past, had been inserted clumsily before the words Grand Master of Free and Accepted Masons. At the other end of the document, it was equally clear that the original final digit of the year had been scraped off and been substituted, in all cases except the Annalucius. In the AL date, the final digit had become a 1. One explanation is that despite the fact that many of its senior members were involved in the Royal Arch, the Premier Grand Lodge was not well disposed toward it, and would not recognize it as a part of its basic system. Dashwood argued that it would have been a huge embarrassment to them to have their current Grand Master Lord Blaney as a member. As head of the order, Blaney would have been one of the prime movers in turning a private chapter into a governing body, as well as being the principal signatory to its founding document. On the 22nd of July, 1766, Blaney was still Grand Master, but by the 22nd of July in 1767, he had retired from that high office. Hence, Dashwood argued, the alterations were made to suggest that the events all took place after Blaney ceased to be Grand Master. That theory appeared to meet with the general acceptance until 1998. Freemason Yasha Bersener gave a short talk on the Charter and Supreme Grand Chapter. He queried whether, as most of them were involved in the chapter, the hierarchy of the Premier would have been embarrassed by the events in July 1766. Bersener theorized that it was more likely that once news got around that new Masonic order had been formed, Grand Master was at its head. Their members would have flocked to join it. A pious fraud. Another mystery is the 21 signatures on the left of the charter who attested that they accepted the terms documented on that day and year above written. Dashwood describes this as a pious fraud. He had good reason for doing so, as of the 21 signatures, only the Earl of Anglesey was present in the chapter on the 22nd of July, 1766, having been exalted that evening. Of the remainder, more than two-thirds had not been exalted at that date. The majority of them were exalted between 1767 and 1769. While it is always satisfying to solve a mystery, in the great scheme of things, does it really matter that the document was tampered with? Surely, what is important is that the events of July 1766 took place and gave birth to the excellent Grand and Royal Chapter, enabling members of the Premier Grand Lodge to become involved in the Royal Arch. Had it not existed, it could be argued that the ancients would not have had the numerical strength to persuade the Premier Grand Lodge in the negotiations leading to the union of the two Grand Lodges in 1813. to accept the Royal Arch as part of pure ancient masonry. Had that not happened, we would not have had our indissoluble link between the craft and Royal Arch, and very importantly, would have no reason to have a party in October 2013 to celebrate its bicentenary. And of course, I'll post that whole issue on the app as a PDF document for download for interested parties. It's a good periodical with about 86 pages of quality reading. Next is a piece on the history of Freemasonry in Japan. A brief history of Freemasonry in Japan. The pre-modern era, Japan being separated by water from the Asian continent. Its civilization developed in relative seclusion in pre-modern days. Foreign cultural influence gradually reached the country, mainly through the neighboring countries of China and Korea. The first Westerners to reach Japan were Portuguese traders who landed on Tanegashima, a small island in southern Japan, in 1543. Subsequently, other nationals arrived. In due course, the then ruling shogunate became concerned about the growing foreign influence on its people. In 1639, it virtually secluded the country from the rest of the world, which condition lasted for more than two centuries until 1854. Under these circumstances, only Protestant, Dutch, and non-Christian Chinese were allowed to do business with Japan. The first Freemason to visit Japan. Among those Dutch traders who came to Japan during this period was Isaac Tutzing. He is believed to be the first Mason to visit Japan. He was initiated in Batavia in 1772 when he was in the service of the Dutch East India Company. He came to Japan three times, 1779 to 1780, 1781 to 1783, and 1784, and headed the Dutch trading post in Nagasaki. Brother Tutzing made acquaintances with many Japanese in high places and Japanese scholars of Western learning. His many books and illustrations of Japan in 1822 are a valuable source of information on Japan and its people and customs in the latter half of the 18th century. The end of isolation. While Japan was in a state of isolation, foreign vessels frequented its coasts from time to time. In the first half of the 19th century, their encroachment became particularly noticeable. They urged Japan to open ports. Eventually, the government opened the country and concluded treaties with foreign powers. The treaties included extraterritoriality, by which foreign residents in Japan came under the legal jurisdiction of their own countries or consuls. The abolishment of seclusion policy threw the country into turmoil. The unequal treaties with those countries, rampant inflation largely due to the commencement of foreign trade and other unfavorable factors resulting from the opening of the country, caused some Japanese, especially samurai professional warriors, to entertain the idea of Sonojoi, the unifying of country under the imperial rule and repelling the incursions caused by foreigners. Dissatisfied with the government policy toward foreign countries, some samurai took advantage of the situation and assaulted foreigners in order to harass the now weakening government. Such attacks became frequent in the late 1850s and early 1860s. As a result, foreign powers lodged strong protests. In 1863, the Japanese government agreed to have the British and French troops stationed in Yokohama. The first lodge in Japan. It was during this period that the first Masonic Lodge was introduced to Japan. A military lodge called Sphinx Lodge No. 263, Irish Constitution, came to Japan with a detachment of British 20th Regiment, which arrived in Yokohama in 1864. While in Yokohama, the lodge held meetings and admitted civilian members. Being a military lodge, however, it could not operate in Japan long. It held its last meeting in March 1866. The formation of local lodges. Meanwhile, those brethren living in Yokohama felt it desirable to form a lodge of their own, and they petitioned for a formation of such a lodge to the United Grand Lodge of England. Thus, the first local lodge, Yokohama Lodge No. 1092, came into being, holding the first regular meeting on June 26th of 1866. A total of six English and three Scottish lodges were formed in Japan before the last war. With the abolishment of the extraterritoriality in 1899, the brethren held their meetings in accordance with the gentlemen's agreement with the Japanese government that the government would not interfere with the fraternity's activities as long as the membership was limited to foreign nationals and that the meetings were conducted without ostentation. The members included those who contributed to the modernization of Japan. All of the members of the lodges in Japan in those days were foreigners. Japanese Masons before the war. However, some Japanese joined the craft abroad prior to the last war. Among them were two Japanese scholars, Amane Nishi 1829 to 1897, and Momichi Tsuda, 1829 to 1903, who studied at the University of Leiden in Holland from 1862 to 1865 under Professor Simon Vissering, who was a Freemason. Nishi was initiated in Lavertu Lodge No. 7 in Leiden in October of 1864, and Tsuda in November 1864. Count Tadasu Hayashi, 1850 to 1913, a career diplomat and later a statesman, was stationed in England from 1900 to 1906 and became a member of the craft while in England. The Anglo-Japanese alliance was concluded in 1902 and he signed this treaty on behalf of Japan. He was initiated in Empire Lodge No. 2108 in February 1903, passed to the second degree in March, and raised to the third degree in May. Brother Hayashi became the master of the lodge in January of 1904. His rapid progress to that office was due to the lodge members' wishes to acknowledge his high official position and his possible departure from England in the near future for appointment to some other post. As the Japanese mission in London was promoted from legation to embassy, he became the first Japanese ambassador to Great Britain. Japanese nationals were initiated in some other countries as well, an example, the United States and Philippines. The outbreak of war. The situation began to deteriorate for Freemasons in Japan in the late 1930s, when the government authorities began to crack down on the fraternity, especially after the outbreak of the war with China in 1937. In the early 1940s, the anti-Masonic movements intensified and all lodges had to cease their operations. After the war. After the war, Masonic activities were resumed. One English and two Scottish lodges survived. The Grand Lodge of the Philippines began to found lodges in Japan. During a 10-year period from 1947 to 1956, 16 lodges were founded. General Douglas MacArthur, who was the supreme commander of the Allies which occupied Japan after the war and himself a Mason, was very supportive of all Masonic activities in Japan. Eventually, Masonic membership became available to Japanese nationals. Seven Japanese men, including five Diet members, were initiated in 1950 for the first time in Japan. In March 1956, 15 Philippine lodges operating in Japan formed the Grand Lodge of Japan. The membership on its roll steadily increased, reaching 4,786 in 1972. Since then, however, the membership has been on the decrease and is now standing at just over 2,000. The current list of lodges and their locations are found in the attached sheet. Today, the Grand Lodge of Japan is in anonymity with more than 150 Grand Lodges around the world. In addition to those lodges operating under the Grand Lodge of Japan, there are several other lodges in Japan which were in existence at the time of its formation in 1957. One English lodge, two Scottish lodges, two Filipino lodges, and one American lodge, Massachusetts, which originally founded in Shanghai, China, was reactivated in Tokyo in 1952. There are several more lodges which meet in Japan under the charter of the Prince Hall Grand Lodge of Washington, with which the Grand Lodge of Japan established fraternal relationship in 1998. That article was hosted by the Far East Lodge No. 1 under the jurisdiction of the Grand Lodge of Japan on the internet, and their web address is www.gol.com/users/lodge1/index.html. This week's famous Freemason is Frederick Maytag from Phoenix Masonry. Maytag Frederick, head of the company which produced farm equipment, the now little-known Maytag car and the first washing machine capable of being operated by outside power source. He was born July 14, 1857 in Elgin, Illinois. He was a farmer until 1880. Then and implement sales for the next 10 years. He began the manufacturing business in 1893 and in 1907 founded the Maytag Company, of which he was chairman of the board. He was a member of the Iowa State Senate from 1902 to 1912 and mayor of Newton, Iowa, 1923 to 1925. He was first director of Iowa State Budget in 1925. He donated $250,000 to the Newton YMCA and many thousands of dollars to colleges. On his 70th birthday, he distributed $132,000 among his employees, members of Newton Lodge No. 59, Newton, Iowa, receiving the degrees on April 23rd, May 14th, and September 13th of 1887, and passed from this earth on March 26th. 1937. We'll end it there for this week. Remember to find us on Facebook, follow the show on Twitter at WhenceCameU, or add us to your circle on Google Plus at the email address wcypodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget about the website at www.wcypodcast.blogspot.com, where you can find a ton of stuff about the show, links to the podcast apps for your mobile device, and a whole lot more. Until next week, Custodary, Cheer Conscripted, for Whence Came You. I'm Robert Johnson.